Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen, and Neil, good morning. Today,
good morning.
We are continuing our conversation on vibrational past lives, and we're shedding some callers right when the show begins. I don't know. People were in the queue really early today, and as the show started, we dropped calls. I don't know if there's a problem with the switchboard, because that seems kind of strange, but 508 and 949 are in the queue right now, and what we'll do today is take our callers first and then get to our discussion. We do invite our followers, our callers and listeners to join us here on Blog Talk Radio and on Facebook and Twitter. Those accounts are linked under our Blog Talk Radio profile. And 562-596-7818 is the number to call after the show. And today, on the show, call 914-338-0164. So we'll be taking 508, then 949, and then 760 came back in. So we'll get to you third, 760. And do press 1, 760, press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. Okay, 508, hello.
Hi, Kristen and Neil. It's Mary. How are you?
Oh, hi, Mary. How are you?
Hi. I'm all right. I'm just giving you a call, just kind of an update.
So you're 1018. Am I remembering that correctly?
I'm the 1018-85, and I'm calling 85. About the 11-12-1971.
11-12-1971. You know what's funny is that I just looked at your profile yesterday for some reason. So.
Oh, on Facebook.
Yeah.
So he ended up coming on the 22nd of June, and like Neil said, it just got really confusing. And so he ended up going home, and the situation between the two of us is just, it's just, he still is really confused as to how to proceed. And I sort of just said, well, I think we need to take some space. And I was just curious if you guys saw anything about what might happen with that or, yeah.
First, Mary, how, in terms of like your mental state, how are you in being in that triangle relationship? I mean, if it's to proceed.
I don't agree with it at all. And I can't do it. Like, I just can't. And he knew that right off the beginning. He knew that, like, years back. Like, he always knew that about me. But still, like, he, you know, decided to come here and visit me and all that. And but he always knew how I felt about it, you know what I mean? So it kind of puts us in a situation where, you know, she's not really 100% aware of what's going on, you know, because, you know, she, there's just, it's not as you would see it, like, happening in, like, a way that's, you know, it's not proper or anything. It's just it's very complicated. Like, she's not 100% aware. It's sort of just really messy. And yeah, I told him basically, I was like, you know, the only way that we could be together is if you just were not in that, you know? And it's sort of like put him in a situation where he doesn't really know what to do, you know?
Right, because he doesn't probably, I mean, the security of the relationship that he's in and whatever else is keeping him in it isn't motivating him to, and there's a distance between you two, correct?
Correct. So even if I was like, I was on board with it and being in it, it wouldn't work because he lives far away. One of us would have to move at some point. And it's just so, it's really, there's really just a choice to be made. There really, it's put us in a situation where there really wouldn't be any other way for it to work unless he was just to leave. So.
And are you, I mean, would you still be involved with him professionally if the relationship were to stop?
Well, that's what I'm trying to do is, you know, I'm trying to just collect myself and, you know, given that it might not work out in that way, you know, that we still work together. So but it's hard, you know, because we kind of took it to that point where, you know, it became, you know, we told each other how we felt and it became like a little romantic. And now it's just sort of like, you know.
And did it become, you know, physical between the two of you when he came here?
Yeah, it did.
Yes. So, I mean, I don't know, maybe Neil has something else to say, but I mean, I would say to probably extricate yourself from the situation because it just doesn't seem like a healthy connection. And, you know, that's what I think. But perhaps Neil has a different point of view.
No, not really at all. You're going through a major change right now, Mary, in turning 33.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And so.
Well, I'm 31 right now, but I'm not 33 yet.
32.
I'm 31.
She's 32. She's turning 32. She's born
in
85.
She's turning 32. But in turning 33 is your master number. So
karmic number.
Karmic number. And your master number six. So. You're somewhat
at the precipice
in
the change.
Yeah, you're getting very close to that. And so what happens is you bring in all these past life characters that you have known from the past, which would include this individual. And there's no surprise about that. He's a four, you're a six. That becomes a 10, which
so
is
he's
your
a five.
Month. See a five, two, three, four, five, 15. I have 22. When was he born?
Wait, 11, 12, 71. I think
71 or 70?
71.
71, yeah.
Oh, 71.
He's a five.
Yeah,
he's
a five. They're an 11 together. And I, you know, I didn't add it up right now because I remembered that he was a five and you were a seven.
That's fine, because the 11 goes into his month, not your month.
But that, I think, is more supportive of the fact that there's complexity in this relationship. You know, they're an 11 together, which is not great.
And his change was at 94. So he had a change in that year.
Do you know? Do you know what happened to him in 1994, Mary?
I have no idea. I mean, I don't know what happened.
Okay, it doesn't matter. I just go ahead, Neil. Sorry.
Yeah,
that's okay.
But here's where I think you are going to be going. I think as long as we're on the topic of relationship, you're going to be connected to a rather intelligent man. I think you have, what kind of jobs do you guys do?
She's a musician.
Musician.
Mm-hmm.
You compose your own music?
I do, yeah.
Uh-huh. And what does he do?
He's a musician too. He writes with
her.
He
works, yeah.
Well, you know, the connection between the two of you comes from that karmic element, okay, communication and music and all that kind of thing and the composing. But what I'm getting from this is that ultimately, I think he's very indecisive, like I said he would be, and it turned out to be that's the case. So, okay, so that's where it is. For you to be locked into that, that's not to say that you're not in a karma with him and that you have some involvement with him. That's apparent. But like Kristen was saying, what's going to be healthy? Sometimes the karmic elements, Mary, are such that you can't help it. You're locked into a situation for a certain period of time and that's it. As you get closer to being 33, you're going to feel less of that pull. But what
okay.
I get, I don't get that you're going to be involved with someone that you have to tear them away from somebody else. I don't think that's going to be.
That's really good news, I think.
I know.
Yeah.
Okay.
So ultimately what we see is that the person that you have an involvement with on a very intimate, organic level, and it's all good stuff, the individual is not in another relationship. He might have been coming out of one, but he's not in one.
Okay.
There's going to be, and I think there's going to be, I don't know, just for the purpose of conversation here, you're going to be rushing. Do you write the lyrics too as well as the music?
I do, yeah.
Okay. There are four songs coming up that you're going to do, and I don't mean to impress on you, you know, like brainwashing you and doing something I'm saying. I'm saying this is what I'm getting from a higher element. Four love songs that you're going to write. Now, the love songs may not be, you know, saccharine and all sugary stuff, but there's four love songs that you're going to write, and when you're done writing that fourth one, and you haven't done them yet, this guy seems to come in.
Okay.
So I think ultimately you're bound to experience him before you're 30, you're 33. But it will be within a 9-month period.
Right, which can be preceding the age of 33. So you do turn 32 in October.
Mm-hmm.
So perhaps, but letting go in terms of moving forward, I would say she needs to make a decision and maybe break the situation off, because you don't want to linger in that. And it will delay any further relationship that's going to come in for you if you don't move forward. I mean, it's, you know.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, I've broken things off. I did say, you know, listen, like, I know you're confused and everything, but I can't, like, we can't keep saying, like, oh, I miss you and all these things. It's like, it's making it worse. So I was like, I need
to. Right, because it's kind of open-ended in that regard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's probably not going to happen, but he'd have to make some severe cuts in his life and changes. And I don't know, you know, I'm not betting too high on that one. Has he said that he's not ready to leave his wife?
I know he's not ready to leave her, you know, and I don't want to be a decision. I want it to be a clear choice, you know, when I'm in someone's life. I don't want it to be a muddy choice. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I want someone to pick me and go,
We're going to be getting to other callers.
Yeah, we're going to get to 949 and 7.
Yeah, sure.
You're coming up. But
one real quick question. Have you written any songs pertaining to a child or somebody younger?
She has a child, so maybe.
Oh, I have a child. Yeah. I have somewhat written a song about her, yeah.
Somewhat.
Oh, somewhat. Just real briefly, what do you mean somewhat?
Like, there's elements of, you know, just elements of her in the song, you know, like about just experiencing, like, you know, raising her and such.
Okay. That's all I need to know. Yeah. You're going to be doing four songs. You'll see. Just trying to work out the system of that I'm coming from. And you're going to see that some is going to come up here.
Okay, Mary.
Okay. Thank you so much. I can't wait to tell you if it happens.
Yeah, we'll be excited to hear too. Okay, take care.
Okay, thank you guys. Okay, bye.
You're welcome. Bye. Okay, 949. Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
This is Dee Dee.
Hi, Dee Dee. It's been a while, but I do remember you. I don't remember your birth date. You have a daughter, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, and there was a relationship with a guy that drove some kind of ice cream truck or something, or a dessert truck. Am I remembering correctly?
No, the ice cream truck is wrong, but he has a share in Pepperidge Farms. He actually owns a delivery.
Yeah, I said dessert truck. I said dessert. I said ice cream or dessert of some kind. Okay, so Dee Dee, let's get your birth date real quick.
My birthday, okay, it's 5/27/65.
Okay. Can you talk right into your receiver too? Because it's a little bit challenging to hear you. 9/14.
Yep. Can you hear it now?
It's a little bit better. Are you asking for yourself today, or you have another birthday you want to give us?
Hang on one second. Let me go on my get off my speaker here.
That's better.
Okay. Well, is this better?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. I'm asking for my daughter because she's still with this gentleman and she's about ready to give birth any minute, actually, with my first grandchild. And he still has, thank you, he still he still appears to have some issues with addiction. And I'm not sure how this whole thing's going to pan out once this baby comes along.
So
would you like me to give you their birthday?
What do you mean? Yeah, let's get her birthday, but then go ahead.
Hers is 2/22/97.
Okay.
And his is August 5th, 1989.
August 5th, 1989. So you were saying he's still struggling with addiction. Do you remember what we told you last time?
No, I don't. That's why I'm calling.
I'm sorry?
No, I do
you
not
don't
remember.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I can't remember what you asked.
It's just been very stressful.
She should move on from the relationship. It sounds like she's still in the relationship, right?
Well, he has managed to stick around for the duration of the pregnancy. He appears to really care about her. I'm just scared because he doesn't do stress well, and I'm wondering how it's all going to turn out. I mean, if he's going to end up staying with her or they're going to part ways.
Did he go to rehab and then, like?
No, that's my issue. He has
not. He did not go.
So
he's still doing drugs, maybe.
I don't know if he's doing drugs. I know he drinks an awful lot. He has been on psychiatric drugs and he mixes alcohol. He does smoke pot, and he has an issue.
Yeah, sounds like it. And so, what is your wish for your daughter?
My wish is for my daughter to be happy and in a home in which she can raise my grandson in a healthy manner. I mean, without being subjected to, addiction. I mean,
or does she live with you?
Yeah. No, she lives with him.
She lives with him.
Well, you know, he's got a lot of adult, mature facing to do, and it's going to be better off if he takes care of himself than if he doesn't take care of himself and he's also trying to take care of everybody else. That's not going to work. So
mm-hmm.
He is the father, and there's got to be some attitude of a healthy reconnection to him being the father. Ideally, that would be best if he goes into rehab and straightens out his life and gets everything in order. He's not going to, if he doesn't do that and he branches out of your daughter's life because he can't mm-hmm. handle responsibility, he's still going to have responsibilities. It's all going to catch up with him somewhere. So it's probably better if that's the case that he crash dives somewhere else.
Can we just real quick get his birth date again? Because we have two different birth dates. What's his birth date?
Oh, it's August 15th, 1989.
What did I write down? No. I'm the one who has it wrong. Okay, so he's a 41.5.
Mm-hmm. So, what do I think? Probably the stress level is going to be too much for him. I don't think he's mm-hmm. mature enough. He's staying because these two human beings are very connected in their number systems. They're very connected by the numbers of eights and by their years being interchangeable. Their master numbers together become an eight. I mean, there's so much that is going on here that we can't ignore, but. So mm-hmm. what happens in the terms of karma, Didi, is that karma doesn't care. It just says you two are connected. Work out your energy in the best way possible. So in that regard, the two of them are going to have to kind of figure this out. But I don't think he's going to be. His energy of being there with your daughter is not as strong as him being apart. And what I'm saying is that if he stays with your daughter under these conditions, it's not a good situation. Your daughter may want him. You know, she mm-hmm. wants him, mm-hmm. and she wants him to be around, I would imagine. But again, the stress level is pretty intense here. So there's going to be some difficulties. I think I don't know how healthy you are, Didi, but you're going to have to try to be the best stabilizing grandmother and mother that you can be if you have that time available to you, when you have those resources, because your daughter's could fall apart without, if everybody's unstable, your daughter's not going to do well.
And it doesn't sound like she's really getting ready to leave. She's born on 2/22 or 2/2/97?
2/22.
Yeah. They're 30. So the numbers, she's actually a 32/5. They become a 10 together. They're not an 8 together.
Yeah, I know. But there's an 8. There's an 8 in the zone of their energy that's significant in terms of their four, five, yeah, six, seven, eight, in terms of their day.
Yeah.
And it accumulates into another energy. But anyways, the more important thing here is that there's a connection between the two of them.
Right. And the problem is that, you know, I think that your daughter is not going to be, you know, she's going to be probably more attached to him because of the fact that she's giving birth, and then the child may be in an unhealthy situation.
Mm-hmm. She seem to really be close to him, this guy? Does she seem to want to keep it?
Yeah, I mean, she's in love. I mean, and it seems like he is too, but I think there's a lot of things that go on that I'm not aware of because she kind of keeps it on the down low. Like, she'll let him go out to bars, and she lets him go out and gamble. And, you know, I don't know if he's out looking for women or if he's just doing his thing, but to me, that doesn't really, it's not conducive to being in a healthy relationship.
No, it isn't. It isn't. And you know, that's what I'm saying. Your daughter's love is so desperate that she's willing to keep him there and try to keep him happy, keep him responsible and keep him happy. So, and it's just a kind of a lethal combination.
Right. Ultimately, it's going to be at the expense of the child, which is not good. So, I mean, anything we can say to her, Neil, regarding what to do? I mean, being strong, yes.
Ideally,
there's no way she can get her daughter out of that situation.
Ideally, the man needs help. I mean, in the best of worlds, you know, let's just say we make believe. He called us, and we did a counseling session with him, or he sees counseling somewhere. Somebody who, you know, I mean, he's got so much crap that is going on in his world to go out gambling and drinking, and this is what he needs to do, and she's condoning it. It's a mess. It's a mess, you know. And we on our show, you know, we aren't going to sugarcoat this, Dee Dee.
Mm-hmm. I totally am on board with what you're saying completely. I agree. It is a mess. It's a train wreck.
Yeah. Real quickly, have you ever known anybody, real quickly, named Aaron anywhere in your whole history of life?
Aaron.
Are you male or female?
Uh-huh.
Yes, I do.
And real quickly, who was that?
It's my my half-brother's son.
And is your half-brother in a healthy relationship?
My half-brother is in a very healthy relationship.
Okay, that's a good sign. You know, I don't know. I mean, think about it, Dee Dee. You know, you can always call us for a deeper conversation, or maybe maybe your daughter can, I don't know, you know.
It's hard to solve on a show. This is a complex issue. But, I mean, we're doing our best.
I understand that.
More intervention. I think more intervention is needed, just what Neil's saying.
Yeah. And whether it's through somebody like us or more, maybe even more ideally, somebody closer that is qualified.
She's actually here. They're in Orange County.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I mean, there's always that possibility, Dee Dee. You know, I mean, we're trying to look at this realistically as much as we are psychically. And unfortunately, this is a situation that occupies both worlds.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, Dee Dee, we have to move on to other callers.
You.
But you're welcome.
I appreciate your input. Thank you very much.
Good luck.
Bye-bye.
562-596-7818 is the number to call for further conversation. Okay, 760 is next, then 303, then 262. Hi.
Hello. Hi, Kristen and Neil. This is Carolyn, and I connected with you quite some time ago and tried to connect with you further, and It speaks to the theme of my life that there were obstacles, and I don't think you would still have my birth date, which is January 6, 1944. The year lets you know that I have had a lifetime of the most unremitting challenges imaginable. And today I'm calling because I continue to struggle in the light of, in spite of, again, unremitting, let's just say, negative energy. And, but I.
Okay, so, Carolyn, you're in Southern California, if I remember correctly. Is that right?
Listen, you do have an amazing memory. Incredible.
Yeah, I remember you very clearly, actually. I think we spoke after the show one day.
We did, and I tried to connect with Neil, and let's just say, whenever I try to connect with a light worker or get some help, I call it the gremlin effect euphemistically, but it's pretty intense, and it's since I last tried to connect, if anything, situations with health, and have just been exponentially worse.
Okay, so what is your question today, Carolyn?
I am hoping still. I continue to struggle and to believe that I call it a resurrection is possible. But I'm just wondering if you see, it would be so encouraging to know that there's a breakthrough or help on the horizon. I just recently found the name of an alternative person, and it would entail travel, and I'm pretty much completely debilitated at this point, so I don't know if it's going to be possible. But
in terms of what? Medicine? Like how?
Well, medicine is an interesting term, but to pursue an alternative modality that might restore physically, I'm pretty much deteriorated to a point where it's going to be somewhat of a miracle. But let's just, say.
Okay, so you're trying to find out what's on the horizon for you in terms of.
Well, if you see a breakthrough, I've had attempted a lot of interventions with, let's just say, the dark energy that stalked me, and it's pretty powerful.
Okay, so.
Well, she just had a change in a year ago.
Master number 7.
Oh, did I do that wrong?
7/17/27. She's a 25/7.
Oh, you're right. And so that's wrong.
And
I just said I had 26/8. Bad addition today on the show. So that would be
7/3.
Yeah, you're right, Neil. It's 7/7. Yeah.
Well, here's where we stand. When you reach 74 in January, there could possibly be a break in your experience on this planet where you have positive things going. When you're 74, Carolyn, you're going to be 49 years past the age of 25. 49 happens to be your master number times itself. Also, 74 is a magical age for you to some degree because it's 1/6, which is a 7, and then coupled with either one of the fours in your year. The tough parts of your journey may be changing at that point. So, and like I said, we're looking at the journey, especially from the age of 25 to your current age to what will be 49. That's not to say that you haven't had an upward struggle throughout life. I think you've come into the world with a really a wide assortment of messy karma that has involved. I don't want to compound.
You're the master of understatement.
So
I still have a sense of humor.
That's good. That's good. You got to have a sense of humor.
No, laughter. Listen. Laughter, in spite of it all, I take joy in the fact that even though I've been attacked, betrayed, you know, just a lifetime of unremitting challenges, that I'd say my inner core is still intact. And that I can, every day, as long as I still have some of my senses, that I just am in awe of the beauty of nature around me. And I don't, you know, and I just, and I feel, I'm not afraid of moving on to the other side. It's just, I've been told that I've been blessed with a lot of gifts that I haven't been able to manifest, and that I think I still have a contribution to make. But the reality is that we are incarnated in a, it's redundant to say, in a physical body. And if that gives out, then our options are sort of limited, to say the least.
Yeah, certainly. Have you, this might sound cliche, but have you considered working on a personal journal of internal thinking that you could maybe even self-publish?
That's interesting, Neil. Yeah, I was blessed with the gift of being not fiction, but a writer. And everybody has said this to me, and yet most of my writing has been troubleshooting. Day in and day out, I get hit with. But I think down the road that would be of livelihood, I'm told. And but right now, my struggles are much more elemental, shall we say that, just physically. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's probably a link between the two, but you address one before the other. You know, and in some respects, it would require on our part a more in-depth reading energy on a different kind of level. You know, you have to look at so many different things, Caroline. You have to look at Carolyn. You have to look at the chakra systems and how they're working, and the mental concept of each chakra system, in terms of the family and the relationships and the creativity and all that kind of thing. This gets confused and intermeshed with the physical body. Even the brain is becoming toxic on the body. So when you go to the resources of the brain to be creative, even on a journal thinking basis, that same brain is producing a toxic energy from conditioning, not only on this planet level, but on previous planet levels. And so the whole thing gets very confusing. But I don't want to convolute the premise that there's a healthy pathway out of here. You are supposed to, in your destiny, find balance in this lifetime. You appreciate the nature and the fascination of life and the inducement of humor. I get that. But you're also racked with a lot of psychological and physical pain, like a tortured poet. So you want to... There's a way to find that pathway. It's embedded in your code, in a mysterious code-like essence of 4-4, which is the establishment and balance of your body energy through the way of the heart. The 2-4s merge together and become a transcendent being in the attitude of an 8, which is very important. You're here to merge together this in a strategic way, spirit and mind, in such a way that your body is uplifted, and then you get into a different, like you said, modality. But that's where the concept starts. Then it's the process of getting there, which I don't know what your options are going to be, but don't despair. There are options for you to follow through where you might be able to attain this final destiny on the planet before you cross over.
Okay, Carolyn. Well, we wish you luck. And
thank you, Neil. Yeah, that was great. Yes, thank you. Yeah, pray for me. That was very profound, Neil. Thank you. Yeah, and I've worked through all that. Anyway, just to summarize, though, it sounds like there is hope in my 74th year. I'm laughing, just to, again, humor here to share with you and your listeners. Yes, when you're, like the previous one, when you say our 30, I'm already in my 74th year when you chronologically, when you think about it, just like with the previous caller, when you were between 32, 33, that's a joke. Again, you know, when you think I'm 73, no, you turn 73, in my case, on January 6th, you're starting your 74th year. But you do see the possibility for a breakthrough as I transition into the 74th year.
Oh, definitely I see it, and it's in your code. So that is also a validation on some basis. It's just a matter of working your pathway to get there. The destination is available, and the pathway is there. Now it's the attitude of creatively working through that. But yes, it's available to you. It's in
okay.
your code.
All right, Carolyn.
Well, yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Blessings. Bye. Thanks.
Bye.
Okay, 303. Hello.
Hi, just listening.
Oh, you're just listening? Okay. Hi there. 262. Hi, Amy?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
What's going on? 1229.
Lately, I guess it's just been, I've been having like suicidal thoughts, and I don't feel like it doesn't feel like it makes a lot of sense.
What's going on? Last time we talked to you, things were going really well. So what changed in the last, I mean, it's been about a week, right?
Nothing big has changed. I don't know if it's the fallout from leaving the relationship, breaking up with the ex or something new, or if it's just negative energy or the house I'm in. I don't know, but it's like a plague.
Is there anything wrong with the house you're in on a concrete level? Or are you thinking more like subtle energy in the home that's affecting you?
Yeah, I guess I'm assuming it's energy. I mean, there are things that aren't perfect, but it's fine. You know, the doors lock and everything works pretty much. It's not ideal in every way. So, but it's not that. I wonder if it's energy dragging me down.
Well, you know, I think the base we're on right now is depression. Depression can move into different areas, one of which could be suicide ideation and feeling about that you just want to end life. Depression is sometimes surmounted by disappointments in the life of the human experiences that just never met up to your expectations, aside from external energy coming at you and prompting you to be influenced in such a way from an outside energy that you're almost are having a virus of some kind.
She just went through a major change.
I know.
You know, in terms of moving out, and I mean, sometimes that situational depression, which it sounds like it's partially what's affecting her, but she also has some childhood issues that are coming in, I think.
Yeah, in a situation like this, the most immediate form of comfort is therapy. A good therapist, essentially a licensed therapist, someone who knows how to work with this emotion you're going through, and to consider it with very serious intent. Sometimes you don't need a therapist, you'd go a different route. But I think that what you're dealing with is a matter of compulsion. I don't know if it's so much that it's something in your environment that if you just walked away from it, you'll feel fine. I think it's probably more internal. So you'd want to get into the essence, the core of that. And while you're doing that, comfort yourself so that you can take that journey without hurting yourself. That's going to be most vital in terms of the first lines of our discussion here. But, you know, you'd have to – have you had much therapy in your history?
Yes, and I'm in it now.
You're in therapy currently with a therapist, like on a weekly basis?
Yes.
Are they aware of your suicidal thoughts?
Yes.
And what is their response been?
Well, I mean, I'm just keep working on it, keep coming.
What? How long have you been seeing this therapist, Amy?
I think a month and a half.
A month and a half, so it's like a new situation.
Are you comfortable with the therapist?
Yeah, I like her a lot.
Okay, good. Well, that's a good sign. I, you know, what the other thing, you're working with her, so we got to let her handle you. But you know, the thing that on a psychic level, we're considering that this is a passage. It's a passage of energy you're working through. There's going to be you don't have a bad code, Amy. Your life goes to, as you go into a linear form of your life, you go from a 6 to a 9. That's not a bad situation. Embedded in it is your master number. Between 6 and 9 is 3. So you're actually, right now you're in the territory of your brain. Imagine you're in your mind. You're deep in your mind, and you're working through some karma that you came back to this planet to deal with. So what you have to do is kind of be emotionally studious. What I mean by that is you have to handle your emotions in a studious way, with some sense of the purpose of security and safety. After all, you're responsible for yourself. You have to make sure that when you're coming down to this planet, that you finish the job of maintaining the psyche that you came in with, and maybe even increasing it to some level. Listen, you're not at the end of your
right,
life.
Right, because she goes from a 6 to a 9, not yeah. vice versa. But the problem, if she gets pulled back into karma, that's the peril, because the karmic side is a tougher
it
energy to deal
yeah.
with.
Well, there's a 9 in her day, and
in
there's
her
a
day,
9
but,
in her year.
Right.
The other attitudes that involve her energy, she has a strong 2, 2, 2, 2 and 1,
right.
which means that there's an intensity of emotional dysfunctioning in the early relationships of your life. But, you know, there your journey signifies that you're supposed to get through this. Suicide is not a written a code in your energy that you have to do that to get out of here. That would be a choice. Unfortunately, an unfortunate one.
Well,
so,
yeah, that's not an option. Not an option.
Well, it's an option.
Well, it's an option, but I want her to. I wanted to hear that it's not an option. That she
not
has
to. Not according
to
our
know,
beliefs.
Right. And you don't want to do that, Amy.
There's a lot.
Well, no,
you know,
I don't.
Amy,
I know I
Amy,
don't.
There's a lot yet for you to explore.
And there's so much going on for her. I mean, she's, you know, a new acupuncturist. It's very exciting. She's got her kids. There's so much positive things. And I'm sure she's
yeah.
going to have another relationship in her future.
Well, yeah, and the depression, depression is a terrible monster. And it's a horrible situation to deal with. But there are ways out of it. There are creative ways out of it. So what you have to do is, you know, pick and select the people that you think are really effective at helping you through this. And just make a commitment to yourself that you will allow yourself to live through this experience until it gets better. I believe it's going to get better. I really do. I'm not giving you a bunch of lousy stuff here that isn't, you know, it's make-believe. I'm not trying to even encourage you, like, oh, gee, I hope it works out in the end. I'm talking about a code, and I'm working off of a code. I'm working off of a read here. This isn't a fatalistic thing. This can be
No, I know it's not. I'm just saying the emotion of it or whatever is.
You're fading out completely.
Really, it's just the emotion of it is very difficult.
Yeah, the emotions are going to be different. Well, that's a true statement. I won't argue with that. It's the emotions of the undertow of your deeper, darker thoughts can pull you under. Yeah, that's why you need a system of life preserver. That's why you need a lifesaver. It's okay to reach out to a lifesaver when you're in the undertow. And those people are here on the planet. Strategically positioned for you. I believe there are people here that came also here to help you. So they were assigned to be in life-saving situations for you. And I think that this is part of the plot. So the pull under that you're feeling is real. You're in a raging river, yes. So we don't discredit that. But the idea that above the river, there are lifesavers. So you have your bottom half of your body being in the undertow, and your upper half breathing and seeing that there are people who want to help you. What you got to do is reach out to them. and cooperate as best you can so you can pull that yourself from out of that undertow. It's the metaphor
the
we have to use.
Given.
Do you have... Are you guys still there?
Yeah, we're here.
Oh, do you have a predictable time frame for this or anything?
I mean, that's...
If you want my opinion, I could say that in 4 months you could be feeling a lot better. That's not a large amount of time. It's going to take time, but 4 months would be my first shot. 4 months. That takes us to August, September, October, November. Right before your birth date, Amy. It's possible, according to the code and the feel of energy, that you could actually feel a lot better and celebrating a birth date with a whole different
attitude.
Chemistry in the molecular structure of your thinking. The brain will overwhelm the emotions. Something I feel might occur, and it just sparks. So I would give it about, you got to venture forth thinking, okay, well, this takes 4 months. Let's see how we work through this if I cooperate and allow myself to go through it and work hard. So that's not a whole lot of time.
It feels like a lot right from this vantage point. I mean, I know intellectually it's not a lot.
You're in the undertow, so it will feel like a lot. But you got to realize, let's say you have, how old are you right now?
47.
47?
47.
Well, let's say you even have 40 years left of life if you live a natural life. 4 months.
4 months, in comparison
4 months,
to 40,
come on.
40
right.
years.
I know that intellectually.
And you're going to have to live it anyway. If you're going to live a natural life, you might as well live the next 4 months fighting for something in terms of finding a light energy than just saying to yourself over and over again, I'm miserable, I'm miserable. Your brain will meet your commands if you keep saying that.
Right.
Got to change it around. Changing energy around can be very creative. And I understand maybe you need meds or something to help you, but this can be organic too, Amy. You have a lot to do down here. Don't bail out now.
No, I won't. It's just yucky.
Yeah, but at least you're reaching out for help, and it sounds like you're making proactive steps to, seek a therapist, which you've been doing for the last month. So you obviously have hope too, but we are here for you. Try to keep positive.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, use our show, talk to us, if that helps. Converse with a therapist. Be bold in how you feel. If she's good, she's going to be able to handle what you're saying and help you along with it. Remember, this is part of your journey. It's not a mysterious element you're in. It is part of your journey. You're going through this because you came down to face it.
Okay.
Okay, Amy, take care and keep in touch with us, okay?
All right, thanks.
Okay, good luck. All right, 954 is our next caller. Hello.
Hi, Kristen and Neil. It's Valerie.
Oh, hi, Valerie.
720-64. Happy birthday week. And
happy
good.
Birthday
and
to
I
you
never
too.
Congratulated you on your 500th show or so. So.
Oh, well,
thank you so much.
You know,
just
we're celebrating.
Calling in to lighten up the energy. Wow. Whew.
Yeah. Do you have plans for your birthday tomorrow?
No, just I have a girlfriend invited me to dinner, and so I'm
all
good.
Was your husband out of town?
Yeah.
Oh,
sorry
about that.
I feel like I've been celebrating.
And maybe he'll do something nice for you when he gets home.
Yeah, it's all good. I'm feeling bad there for sending love to Amy.
I
know. And a prior caller. Such heaviness. Oof.
Yeah.
So.
Well,
I just had...
We're here to lighten it up.
Yeah, but I'm asking you to, I've never asked you to reach out to someone who's passed. And
okay.
I had a girlfriend pass.
Oh, sorry.
So
we're
November.
Not getting lighter, unfortunately.
No,
but.
I know. Well, I'm hoping, it's all
okay.
Good. I'm okay with people passing. And she was a,
yeah.
I wanted to get into healing, I think, to help her. And I've gotten a whole new perspective, I think, on healing. I thought I wanted to save the world and help, you know, and people, you can't save everybody.
No.
People are here. I think they come down for a reason and have horrible illnesses. But her name was Mary, and she was born 8/22/63.
Okay. And
it was weird. I just got an email reminding me. It was weird. It was her email, and it made it sound like her birthday was tomorrow. So it was like, wish her a happy birthday tomorrow. And it was, so I was just been, she's been on my mind.
That's strange.
Yeah.
Did she pass recently?
Either the first day of November or the last day of October, somewhere. I don't know the exact, I can't remember the exact day, if it was the 30th
okay.
of
yeah.
October or something.
That's okay. So, but it's like fairly recent, like within about 9 months. 9 months. She was a 31-4. Well, are you getting anything, Neil?
Well, you know, first of all, I do want to ask you about the name Anne. Is there any Anne throughout your whole history?
My grandmother.
She's passed over too.
Yeah.
Well, you know, when before you said Mary, I asked, you know, I heard you say I want to try to reach out to someone who's crossed over. You didn't give the name yet. And you said, I'm hoping maybe she'll reach out. And then I heard a voice from the other side call out Anne. So Mary may be preoccupied right now. Anne is here.
Yeah. Okay. That's great.
It doesn't mean that Mary isn't around. A lot of times, you know, she recently crossed over. A lot of times they get swept up. They go into this vast drama, and they start to visit the energies they had on the planet.
We were just talking about this.
Yeah. And it's really, they're really kind of amused by it because they're going back and they're looking at all the things they did in this lifetime. And then they go back and they go to other lifetimes. And they're like, it's almost like they're on vacation. They're not.
Yeah.
They're done with the body, and they may have other things to do in coming back, or maybe they don't have to come back. But they start to review things. Sometimes they're available. Sometimes they'll get a message while they're away, and they go, "Oh, you know, Valerie's trying to reach out to you. I can't talk to her." You know, they're like, "Hey, she may be preoccupied." That's what I'm getting from her. She does. There is a symbol of a cat, C-A-T, somewhere in the line of action here. Who has the cat?
Right now, the only person that I know that has a cat is my sister.
Okay. And that's
so,
Anne.
So that,
related to,
yeah. So the person you're getting today is Anne.
Okay, that's totally fine.
Is there anything Anne wants to communicate to Valerie?
Limited time on a radio show, but she does mention, it's really weird, Valerie. I don't know. First of all, there's a symbol, and it seems to be pineapples. When I look at pineapples, I think of cake. I think of Hawaii. Right now I'm brainstorming.
Okay.
Have you ever been to Hawaii yourself?
Once a while ago.
Uh-huh. Was your grandmother a baker? Did she bake?
I don't remember her
baking
so much.
Not significantly.
Huh.
I don't know. You know, you're going to have to figure out.
Okay.
You're going to have to figure out, Valerie, because of the limitation of the time we have on the show, and we got thrown with this question, something there. Anne's around you.
Okay,
Anne,
that's nice.
Anne seems to be around you. Do you have any photograph of her in your photo section out in display?
Yep. In my closet, I have a picture. I mean, it's, a closet sounds bad, but I've got shelving in my closet.
Yeah. So, but if you open up your closet, if you open up,
she's
your,
been banished.
Yeah. She should come out of the closet. But if you open up your closet, you wouldn't see her in a box. She would be
displayed in on the shelving.
On a shelf in my closet. Yeah.
Take that picture out for a minute, for a day or two.
Okay.
There's an energy form that a spirit can be attracted to the energy of that picture. In fact, we read photographs when we look at them. We have that ability. You can almost read a mind in looking at a photograph.
You really can.
And there's energy in that photograph she's speaking of. Now, in the immediate future, what you're going to want to look at are possibilities of a dream within the next 3 or 4 days with her in it, or some weird event in your household.
Okay.
And it could include, the regular haunted house thing, something falls off the wall, something, you hear, she's active. I'm not sure what she's up to yet. I don't know yet.
Some years ago, when I lived in Switzerland, something happened. It was, I can't remember if it was her birthday or the anniversary of her passing, that the light, flickered, went on oddly and stuff. And I've been feeling, this was a couple years ago. And I can't remember if it was her birthday or it was the anniversary of her passing. But definitely I thought of her when it happened.
You heard that, right? We have a plane flying overhead, so it's a little bit hard to hear, but that's okay. With light flickering in Switzerland around her anniversary of her death.
Yeah.
Did you say her birthday?
I can't remember what it was, because her birthday's in July, too. Her birthday just passed.
That may be why.
She's around.
Yeah.
What we've established in this short reading, Valerie, in terms of your quest to reach out to somebody on the other side, we feel confident right now the voice available to us, or the mystical voice, is Anne. And for some reason, I don't know where she wants to go yet with this. It's not serious. It's more loving. But she wants to reach out to you. She wants to know she's here, and there's some active level of her presence. That's what we've established so far. That's where we have to go. Also, before we leave, if you hear of anyone getting a new car or having a car problem and needing a new car, that's another indication of her presence.
Okay, great.
Okay, Valerie. Well,
thank you. Enjoy your day off.
Yes, I will.
And
happy birthday to you, too.
Always good to connect with you guys. I appreciate
it. Yes, nice to connect with you, too, Valerie. Take good care.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, so we are off on Friday this week, and we will return on Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Have a great weekend.